humans and so forth. So that is a request to be able to be understood by all deities who wish to hear this teaching. So that's the prayer Rinpoche just did.
The Hlama Yinla Lapson, Hlala Lapson. Gangisena de Majason, Hada Hamay, then
Hama Ponroa. Hondul has a Sanjil Jugachimberta, Hama Yingazin and Azulama in Togumudus, Nazuponsus.
Ale, Hama Yin Hla Chison, she says so.
Then Lazo was Sanjay Jugachimber, the Karji were Tajikaru or
Ale, the Tamche Shing,
Sanji, Shirojim would turn that Shirojim was over Tashishin, Shirojim would do, and the Shirojim was in the Shishin do, and then Dundal Santan Doju to Jagina and Pentu Yores. Then the Jemal Hakas Morris.
So there is a story of a time when there was a great war between the gods and the demigods, and the demigods had actually overthrown gods, and the god went to Indra to ask what could be done. And Indra then asked this god to go to the Buddha, and the Buddha said to go for refuge to the Three Jewels, but to also to recite this particular text, and this has the ability to eliminate obstructions or obscurations. So he prescribed the recitation and also the analysis of the words of the text to this particular deity, this particular god. And the god then took the advice and was able to abandon the obstructions which were causing these wars to take place. And the actual war was eradicated because of the power of the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge as prescribed by the Buddha.
That the Shiranya would know about the Kandep Henry was a noble young ade, and a new mobile delusion of the young waters. Tony to be sure of the and a new mobile delusion in every instant, what the noble pen waters.
So, why is it that this particular scripture has the ability to eliminate obstructions or obscurations? And the reason that it is so powerful is because the afflictions arise through the mistaken views. And if one has the wisdom realizing emptiness, then this serves as an opponent or to mistaken views. And if the mistaken views are not present, then the afflictions and so forth do not arise in one's continuum. So this is the reason that it has the ability to eliminate obscurations or obstructions, because it deals with the causal factors of the obstructions and their opponents.
Tene danda sinduma singi dumba lhati ngha wotum dumba yina ya ane ngazu chuji duri ya nyoba nabudinu yumba yina wot pengu waris.
So, and then the lion-faced deity's mantra has very similar power and has a similar ability. So this is the reason why it's of benefit to do the Lion Face Deity's mantra in union with the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. And that was a translator's note, but from something I forgot to say before the union.
Tene nga zu chu du si je ya de gar sna sen je ta ji ge do an du go ar si de yu ju tu chu re si chu du zu du ba yin du chu lu ma ga ken ge la dan du zu ge ya ne ba yong go ar si ma re be o de ne ge she ro ni bun du ane sen du mi ha du do ju du zu je ba yin na ane ne ba de ne tu go ma re si
then a hlada mid the cheek jason then the chu kind of chigare the tam che che
chu nyale je go re chu nyale je ya de ane dewa yung go re sindal dewa yung go re shamal dewa yung go re anga zu dewa lu ga bo re se je na je dewa lu ga bo re dene de yu ju chu du ba de ane je da ga ya bo re ina chu lo ma ga ken su ke ne ba yung si ba re la no ha ma yi den ge ne ba yung go re ne ba yung du da she don yin gong ane sendumen ha ha to dan doje jeva ina nebat ka to gores
see so the what is dharma when we look at religious practice or dharma what is that it is whatever the causal factors for the ultimate happiness is because like ourselves all sentient beings wish to have happiness and its causes so when one looks for the causes or what the causes of that happiness are is that analysis or that investigation itself is dharma and the actual practice of the causal factors is dharmic practice so if one is to ask the question what is the causal what is dharma then the answer would be the causal factors for happiness so that that will lead oneself as well as sentient beings to a place of happiness so this as prescribed to the gods and the demigods the lion face deity's mantric recitation in union with the sutra of the heart of transcendent knowledge has the ability to create these causal factors so this is called dharma
tena ngaz na dun do dine re modern rilen ro ba ta kar sobre tru zin da wa tene ne ga che bden ro du le wa tene ge nga tu da na den pen tu che bi wa res se do ma nga ta sa ji ge sen nga ta ane ba den la mu ta wa ta kar da na che yo ma pen ge res
So if one is in a car or on a train or in an airplane and can do mantric recitation, it's very beneficial. You can do the mantric recitation of the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge or the Lion Face Deity or the name mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha or Paldan Lamo's mantra. All of these mantras are fine and they can be done with the proper motivation even while traveling.
Tangazu pogochujun ama 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 se lova yin ama ge den pogochujun lu robe je do as an nga zu la du den ha da du nga zu pogochujun ama ama se lova da bres kuzul jeo sun ro ne kuzul me wa da bres an kuzul ni ji yo are nga zu robe je res
so when we're saying mantras it's very similar to a child calling out for his or her mother saying mom mother ma 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 mother mother calling out her name it's very similar because of the actual the fears that we have that we're calling out the name of the deities for help and the reason that it's appropriate in the same way that it's appropriate for a child to call out the name of his or her mother when he or she needs assistance is because the Buddhas these deities which we're calling on have great compassion for all beings so they will actually help us and aid us in our journey. So this is why we create a connection by saying their name out loud, their name mantra out loud over and over again.
Tene nga zu lel tu sun jia yo ba leg in rebu nyu ya ge tu sul ke sa sun na tene lal jia sun no sa ji jia sun gun ju sun jia sun ne ka li ka ne go jia tu ka li ka bu se leg in rebu tu yu go res ju nga sa sa du le an ne rebu tu no ka tu pen tu kali khabaras kali kali june bajil mato
But it's not to say that well, you can just go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha Jo, and it will be have the ability to just stop any problems that we might have. This is not the case because we cannot stop karma. Once the effects and the condition, the, all of the factors are present for an effect to be produced or for a fruition of something to take place, then there is no way that we can stop that. We cannot only look to this moment. We need to look at the benefits that we can receive later on in the future, the benefits as far as the using these opponents later on in the future. We can't just assume that they'll be able to eradicate things instantaneously because karma, once everything is present, the karma will rise, and whatever the effects of that are, one will have to experience.
Shaja, Shajatuba, Shaji Lumbal Males Morris. Ma Lady Magabol and Nubachuoris. Magabodra Sajil Shuaris. And then Ma Tenuundu, Nazulumbal Nubachigundu. And then a ma to Kine, Jasu Parul Vajishagas, Sajil Shuaris, Saji Maji Maji Pentumare, Leris, Legendary Drew Yor Chia Yomaris, and then Shaji Pogu.
There was a time in India when there was at the time of the Buddha, and there was going to be a great war where the Shakya clan, which is the group that the Buddha was part of, the clan Buddha was part of, Shakya clan, was going to be, all of them would be killed. And Mugiputra, which was one of the root disciples, through his great, not clairvoyance, but his great abilities to see the future, saw this was going to happen and went to Buddha and said that I will take these warriors that are coming and I will put them into the ocean and I will dispose of them so that we can make this war not happen and we can save the Shakya clan. And the Buddha said that it will be of no use, it will be of no benefit because it's the Shakya clan's karma that they will have to experience the death. There's nothing that can be done. And Mugiputra said, well, let me see, let me do one test. And he took a small child and put him in, covered him up with Buddha's begging bowl. And took another being and brought them, him or her, I'm not sure, to the moon. And when the war was over, the entire Shakya clan had been killed. And then Mugiputra said, well, it is a good thing that we had done the things we did so we could save at least some. And when he lifted up the Buddha's begging bowl, he found a dead child inside. And this is because one cannot escape their karma. He or she will always have to experience the results if the factors are present for it to ripen. So by doing the recitation of the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge or the various name mantras or recitation of scripture, any of these prayers or an analysis that we engage in, all of these will give rise to positive predispositions. And these positive predispositions will ripen in the future, later on.
So,
for instance, if one meditates only in, once or something on emptiness, then it will not have the ability to produce the results. But if one engages in analysis of the nature of reality and of emptiness, then this analysis itself, or if one engages in the tantric path and the various levels of the tantric path, and this analysis itself will have the ability to give rise in the future to very positive results. So we have to recognize that we need to continuously engage in these things, not only do them in this investigation once or twice, but it is sure that this investigation itself will give rise to positive results in the future. So in the root text that we were looking at, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and we are looking at the great vehicle, there are the two divisions of the great vehicle, the perfection vehicle, or the literally the going to the other side, the vehicle that brings one to the other side. It's probably pretty good. And the tantric vehicle, or the secret esoteric vehicle. And we've been explaining things relative to the perfection vehicle, or the vehicle that brings one to the other side thus far. So for one who's engaged in the perfection vehicle, it's necessary to engage in the practice of the three highest higher trainings. Highest higher training in ethics, highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. And we've already gone over the first two, the highest higher training in ethical behavior or ethics, and the highest training in concentration. So we've arrived at the analysis of the highest higher training in wisdom.
What is Rua? Jip, Pumbu Khanda Jeche Na, Jewa Meba Tung Jubi, Ranjin Tung Yin Sheba Na, Shero Jin Yung Su Shiz. Laba Shero Ji Laba Sengen De Karas Na, Pumbu Khanda Jeche Tu Su Kunga Lo, Denpa Manruba Tubi Shero Tala, Labi Shero Ji Laba Sengen De Karas, Wad Inchi De Saji Lo Da.
So when we look at the root text and we go to number 47, we'll see that it says, understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced is described as wisdom. So the recognition that these things, i.e. aggregates, constituents, and sources, are not truly established or are not truly existent is what wisdom is. So this is what the highest higher training in wisdom refers to, the recognition of the lack of true establishment of these things. There are all kinds of types of wisdom. There are various types of wisdom. There's the wisdom that understands all phenomena, the wisdom that understands English, the wisdom that understands science, the wisdom that understands any of these things that one can comprehend. These are all wisdom, but the best type of wisdom, the highest level of wisdom, is the wisdom which recognizes the lack of true establishment of these things. So this is when we refer to wisdom in the this particular sense, we're referring to that wisdom that understands the lack of inherent existence or lack of inherent establishment. So when we look at phenomena, or the all phenomena, it can be divided into the two categories of the two truths. If it is phenomena, it is necessarily one or the other, ultimate truth or conventional truth. So when we look at the wisdom relative to all phenomena that recognizes the lack of true establishment, then this this phenomenon's emptiness is wisdom, which falls into the category of ultimate truth. So one can find in the Umajupa, which is called the Madhyamika Avatara, Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, our commentary on the middle way, states that functioning or non-functioning, if it is phenomena, it is of two. And this refers to two, either ultimate or conventional truth. So no matter what, it does not matter what object we question, we will always be able to figure out whether it is ultimate or conventional truth, because it has to be one or the other if it is phenomena. For instance, the five aggregates, the constituents, the sources, all of these things are conventional truth. But the lack of true establishment of the five aggregates, the lack of true establishment of the constituents, the lack of true establishment or lack of true existence of the sources is ultimate truth. So we can see that the conventional truth is the objects themselves, and the ultimate truth is the emptiness of those objects. This is how we differentiate between the conventional and the ultimate truths. So when we look at I, we say I am or you are, for instance. The I itself or the you falls into the category of conventional truth. But because this I and this you are dependent, they dependently originate, they necessarily lack true establishment. So their lack of true establishment or lack of true existence is ultimate truth. So the you or I's lack of true establishment is ultimate truth. You or I itself is conventional truth. So we can apply this same formula to all phenomena. When we look at the house, for instance, a house itself is conventional truth, but the lack of true establishment of that house is ultimate truth. So this is what is meant in this particular section, where it says understanding emptiness of inherent existence through realizing that the aggregates, constituents, and sources are not produced. This is described as wisdom. So that's what is meant here.
Mm-hmm. 다 봄봉가 봄보도 내바 마루바 내바 마루바 너나 내바레스 안에 내바 마루바 너나 내바레 고주레스 고주 인상 가서 메 온비 셰비 응어송 통도 마레스 데 셰발라 안에 대중 기세라다 돈이라 메비 대중 기세라 사중 기세라 고중 기세라 얻는 몸으로 와레스 말베
So when we look at the I or you or the aggregates or, and so forth, these things fall into the category of non-hidden phenomena. These are manifest phenomena. And because they're manifest phenomena, they're things that we can directly perceive, and we do not have to depend upon a sign in order to perceive them. So we can just directly perceive various things here. But there are these, the lack of true establishment of these things, the lack of inherent existence of these things is not something we can initially directly cognize or directly perceive. It's something that we have to rely upon the various wisdoms for. We have to have the wisdom arrived at through hearing, the wisdom arrived at through analysis, and the wisdom arrived at through meditation, or the wisdom from hearing, the wisdom from contemplation, and the wisdom from meditation. So one has to rely upon all these different kinds of wisdom and signs in order to have a valid cognition relative to emptiness, the emptiness of an object. So the object itself, which is manifest, is not hidden and can be directly cognized without reliance upon a sign. But its emptiness itself cannot be directly cognized without going through the different levels of wisdom and without relying upon signs.
Da doni la mi tujung ge sheras doni ze ge de gande ji me ane jen dal nie a ju tu ane doni ze ge de gande ji ba tu ba la ten ne ya doni ze ge de ri ji la wo yo ba nya be kwa cha su na tujung ge sheral le go ras tu ba le chung doni a ju tu ba la ten ne ane doni ze ge de ri la wo yo ba so kwa cha su na tujung ge sheral go chung go ras del to zong da yi jue de mo bu yo ji da
Dene, tambo dang nipa la, de...
Tujung shira, ala tujung shira la na.
Tujung, okay.
Tuba le shung shira, samba le shung shira.
So, when we, for instance, we look at the topic of emptiness, when we attend attend a class or an explanation of emptiness, and we listen to the various formulas that are given to describe why emptiness or the nature of reality is what has been stated. The actual hearing itself falls into the category the wisdom arrived at through hearing. So when we're listening to these things and we're hearing them, then this is the first type of wisdom that we arrive at, the wisdom arrived at through hearing. So hearing about emptiness itself is the first level of wisdom, as long as we're actually listening. And then when we arrive at the analysis, there are many different, contemplation, there are many levels that we have to go through, such as doubt, doubt tending towards the true, doubt tending towards the false, correctly assuming consciousness. There are various levels that we have to go through before we arrive at any sort of valid cognition.
Oje ta sanjung shera segen ta toni segen ta kande yime jutsen la ten ne jeba samache sun an sanjung shera res.
So then if we rely upon reasons and we rely upon analysis, we begin to think about these things over and over. This analysis leads one to inferential valid cognition or inferential prime cognition. So one uses various reasons and through this analysis arrives at inference. But this type of inference is stable and is a valid cognition. So this is the wisdom arrived at through contemplation. So previously we said the wisdom arrived at through hearing. Just to recap, this is the wisdom arrived at through contemplation or analysis. And this then ultimately becomes inferential prime cognition or inferential valid cognition.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that 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 I 동반이 간에서 공부를 동반이 내 안에 산 담아들 동반이 공부서 그랬어 동반이 안에 산 담아 아게 아게 팅 동반이 공부서 그랬어 하 안에 산 담아들 하 공부 샤바 안에 산 담아들 샤바 공부 어떤 그 공부해야 돼 안에 산 담아들 공부서 그랬어 안에 안도 생바다 이제 당나 또 공부를 공부해야 돼 안에 공자이 돈이나 가래이나 야야 산 담아들 공부서 그랬어
So, what is this word "gom" in Tibetan? We say meditation or familiarization is more accurate, as we went over last week. What is this? It's thinking over and over about something, familiarizing oneself with it. So, emptiness, thinking about it over and over again, love or compassion or any of these topics. If one is thinking about them or engaging in analysis relative to them, then this is familiarization. This is gom. This is meditation.
Majiban Jugun's Kanyungris, Jebashine, Jusen, Jusen Mambu Santane, Tonil Santante, Jegun's Gris, Tunung Sherodan, Sanjung Sherod, Jusen Latene, Tony Yan and Santangoyazan, Tusanji, Jene Gumbas, Jegun's Jegun. Jusen Mambu Santan, Tonil Santan, but Jegun's Gris.
So when we look at emptiness, there are two kinds of meditation we could do relative to emptiness. There is analytical meditation. And there is single-pointed meditation, or the single-pointed meditation. So there are these two types of meditations that we can do, or two types of familiarization. When we look at reason, or we look at analysis, then this always falls into the category of familiarization called analytical familiarization or analytical meditation. So when we look at the wisdom arrived at through hearing and the wisdom arrived at through contemplation and the inferential prime cognition that we arrive at, all of these things fall into the category of analytical familiarization or analytical meditation because we're thinking over and over again.
Ta Tony, Tony Lukwacha, but Tony's get his asuna, and Jeba Majibaji, Tony Tagaran Santan Dose, David and Jogus.
So once one no longer has to rely upon analysis, once one has over and over and over thought of these topics, and analysis is no longer necessary, then one can single pointedly concentrate solely on emptiness itself. And this is called single-pointed meditation or single-pointed familiarization, where reasoning and analysis no longer is there, and that has ceased to exist.
Jula Juba doji zemi tensi, Mongola Juba chit to drink tensis, Tanga da son shing was, Tanga da son Pashin to Sule, Revija of Tendig tensis, Tanga da Jishi was, Pashin Shinu Yura, Pashin don't go to Baltanga da Jishi, Jebula Juba, you mentioned Gugu tensi, Jula Juba doji zemi tensi, Mongola Juba chit to drink tensi, Revija of Tendig tensis, Tanga da Jisun was, Landrin went then to the Soma Yung was.
Okay, so. I'm going to have to go through this slowly, but the correct signs which establish the emptiness itself, there are three reasons for analysis that are given in the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. If we look at the Parshin Shittun, which is the general meaning of perfection by Panchen Sunandrapa, the textbook writer for Drepung Losa Ling, we see that there are four given, but there are not four given in the Lamp. There are only three. It is more condensed. And those four are as follows. I just have to check. Tambo, Kale Kale Lauro. Tambo,
Nipa Sumbo Njipa. I was told that the Leshi Setintan, and Jisun Batan, and Jahan Jibatan, and Bhajin Yishe Kangal Yuaris, Te Yuaris, Tangda Jit.
So this is not exclusive to Panchen Sunandrapa's Parshin Shittun. We can find this in Jamyan Sheba's texts, in Lama Tsongkhapa's Leshi Tsing Ching,
garland, the precious garland of Leishi, of skillful advice. The precious garland of skillful advice, we can find Lama Tsongkhapa's reasons. So this is not something exclusive to this particular text. These four can be found in many texts, as well as the general meaning of perfection.
Tene garza, tene dana ngazu jeju she dunro wa, da jeju she je tene le, jebo la juba yume jengu ge tense de jeju she je nima che incho ca ji lu da, o de den wo re.
Okay, so we've now arrived at number 48, so we're just going to read number 48. We'll go over now, we'll list, Rinpoche listed them before, but I don't have them memorized, he said them very fast, so he's going to go over them one by one.
Incho ca ji lu da.
So number 48. Something existent cannot be produced, nor something non-existent, like a sky flower. These errors are both absurd, and thus both of the two will not occur either.
The tumble. Matu yorowa. Matu de rangi juyu tu su ayu yomaro wata. Matu chuyu je rangi juyu tu su ayu me. Rangi juyu tu su meba de neba druba re, neba madruba re.
Madruba.
Neba madruba ro. Rangi juyu tu su meba neba madru. Rangi juyu tu su ayu.
You.
Yoba neba madru. Meba neba madru. Matu de rangi juyu tu su matu siji yorowa. Sigi tu su matu hongba tu mduwa. Matu de rangi juyu sigi tu su matu hongba tu yomaro wa. Meba deba maru. Yoba deba maru. Yoba deba maru. Nika yimba deba maru. Nika ma yimba deba maru. Ta dhirte.
The tumble.
Tumble dhirte.
So the first sign that it gives is that something existent cannot be produced, nor something non-existent, like a sky flower. These errors are both absurd, and thus both of the two will not occur either. So something existent cannot be produced. So if we look at a flower, for instance, so the subject flower, is the flower itself truly established or truly existent? No. Is it non-existent? No. Is its non-existence, lack of non-existence, truly established? No. So we can use all of these, basically, the Rinpoche was using debate terminology, which will confuse it, so I'm just trying to convert it into normal language, because it won't make any sense. So the subject flower is not truly established, but the subject flower is not non-existent. Its lack of non-existence is not truly established, which basically means its existence is not truly established. So one cannot state that it's truly established because it's an existent. So we can't say that non-existent and we can't say that it's because it's not non-existent, it means it's existent. So we can't say that because of these two reasons, somehow it becomes truly established, because we've already negated that both of these things, its itself is not truly established, as well as its lack of non-existence is not truly established. So both of these together do not establish it in some way, because we've already negated both of them. So that's the meaning here. So the fact that it's produced, and the fact that there's a cause and effect relationship is the first reason given for its lack of true establishment. So here, the cause and effect relationship means that a flower, for instance, does not exist by way of itself. It's an effect, so it relies upon its causes. So this is the negation
of its lack of true establishment because of the cause and effect relationship that something has. So the first reasoning given is for the lack of true establishment is that it's an effect, so it's a cause. So the cause and effect relationship that this item has is the first reason for its lack of true establishment.
Palawa maduge jodam madusana ngashiris madug judnge lyoare madud shugutuwares madud madug judusuyamares. What is it?
So when we look at cause and effect, we say that cause and effect are synonymous in Tibetan, but that does not mean that something's individual cause and something's individual effect is synonymous with every individual cause and every individual effect. Each individual cause, each effect has its own causes and so forth. We can't say that each thing's causes are all things effects. We can't say they're synonymous, but we can say that cause and effect itself is synonymous. Again, this is debate stuff. It might not make any sense, but just kind of listen and maybe it'll make more sense as time goes on. So that's basically the meaning.
Tapana matut chu jese dema madru de ranga ju tu yoba dema madru meba dema madru ranga ju tu yoba de meba niga yimba dema madru ranga ju tu zo yoba de ni meba niga ma yimba dema madru be pana naki matu jins ju ten dil santa ne ya to ni she to go na dil santa ne digres de ne ya ju ten o ma dil santa de do na ane ta da mo bu yores de so so san mo bu tan gores.
So if we have this one formula, we can apply it to many different things. So basically it's saying that it's using the sky flower here as an example of something non-existent. So we look at flower, for instance, again. The subject flower is not truly existent, but it is not non-existent. Its lack of non-existent does not establish it as truly existent, because we've already established that its existence itself is not truly established, and it's just basically wordplay. The second one, lack of non-existence means existence. So we can't say that its lack of non-existence and itself together in some way combined create true establishment, because they don't. There is nothing which is neither existent nor non-existent. Everything that we can come up with has to be existent or non-existent. So we've already established that everything that is existent is not truly established, and everything non-existent is not truly established. Or its lack of non-existence is not truly established. So we can apply this formula then to many different things, because there's nothing that falls out of the realm of existent or non-existent.
Dali jiwa ma yin li karsa, wad dhige taji jiwa kawas, taji, dali jiwa, yin li jiwa, nika li jiwa, jumi li jiwa, kaabi gune, anu denpa ma dhruba dhile, anu jula jiwa, doji zimi tensi sikas, doji zimi tensi, taa da midil di yuwa res, wad taji luda.
Nipa. A thing is not produced from itself, nor from another, also not from both, nor causelessly either. Thus, it does not exist inherently by way of its own entity. So this is the next one. A thing is not produced from itself. It does not have its own production within it. It is not produced from another or something external. And it's not in some way brought in to true, and that when I say produced, we're talking about truly a true establishment, just translator's note. A thing is not produced from itself, so it is not produced in and of itself. It does not have an inherent self to it, nor from another. Something else doesn't bring it into true establish. Both together doesn't, and we can't say that it's causeless, though, because it has causes. Thus it does not exist inherently by way of its own entity. So here we state that it is not causeless. So it's basically before we were negating that it was not, translator's note prior, previously we were negating its non-existence, and now we're negating its causelessness. Okay, so when we analyze this, excuse me, it says a thing is not produced from itself. The ancient Indian tradition called the Samkhya school, or the enumerators, and translator's note, this the yoga that a lot of people study is the Samkhya school. Like the yoga philosophy, a lot of it is the Samkhya school, translator's note. So that it is still used, and it's not died off or ancient. We still have that. So the Samkhya school believes that things are truly established, and the reason they give for their true establishment is that it is caused from itself or produced from itself. Their belief is that even within a seed, there is a flower there. We just can't see it. We just don't. We aren't able to see it at that moment. But every cause has its result already loaded into it. So the enumerators believe this. So here, the negation of a lack of true establishment by using this particular reason is to defeat the Samkhya school's view that things inherently exist because they are produced from themselves. So here, this is to negate that they are not produced from themselves, negate that assertion so that we can negate the lack of true establishment that that belief asserts. The Kale Kale Sonolam. Okay,
so here the Samkhya school believes that every cause has within it the result that it produces right there. But the Madhyamika Prasangika school, the middle way consequence school, negates this view. They state that this is not possible because then that would mean that there could not be the next production of a flower. Because once the seed itself is destroyed and the flower sprouts, then that seed itself no longer is present. And then the next set of flowers couldn't be produced because the seed itself has already converted into something. So it would have to follow that the flower was a seed to produce the next type of flower. So this is the way that one of the, and there are many, many that are given, but one of the reasons the Madhyamika Prasangika school states that this is absurd. So they believe that. So then it's asked, so an oak tree's seed has an oak tree in it, a full-grown oak tree that is so huge, it's such a big tree, and their seed has that whole tree there already? So they would say, yes, it does. You just can't see it.
Then lambuchi lambuchi jiwa jiwa jalen khin ne ba yekin to ma juro en then lambuchi ja yus logo juro then lambuchi je ya ge si ja yuro wa ant ji lambuchi ja yus logo juro
so if an ant in there had 100 rebirths as an elephant, previous rebirths as an elephant, and then this ant is standing on top of a blade of grass, how can this blade of grass support 100 elephants? So there must be 100 elephants inside this ant standing on a blade of grass. So this is how we can negate or stop the view of the Samkhyas, the Drangchenpas, the enumerators. So it wasn't to try, this negation isn't to just to, isn't a negation of pride or a negation done I'm trying to think of the word, a negation for show. This is because it's a wrong view, it's a mistaken view, so we must root out mistaken views. So this is the, it's not us versus them, that's the literal translation situation, it's more of a negation of mistaken views. So we mustn't, out of a desire for recognition, use this sort of knowledge to try to defeat opponents. This is not the reason for it. The reason should be to achieve the state of nirvana, liberation, or to achieve the state of all-knowing, complete, unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. This is the reasoning. It is stated that we should never, ever use these as a means to get acknowledgement. This is only a means to clarify mistaken views or to eradicate the wrong understandings, because it's the wrong understandings or mistaken views that create the problem in the first place.
Love compassion to ne, and the wrong truth of Dembashine, wrong truth of nurse on the junior marriage or that.
Juta Nangla.
Jenda Shirubakas on the junior marriage. Co Tombaji love compassion, then look to look Dembashivers, Demba. Abusolu. Abusolu, she is, and the Zumbal nurse on the junior marriage.
So there's no fault. If there is love and compassion and it is done in a skillful way to try to clarify things, to try to bring the a person who is on the other side to a state of knowing. If this is the reason for doing it, then it is a positive thing. But one should not do it out of a desire to defeat
or in a way to look better than. The whole point is to have truth, to have the two truths and the four noble truths clarified and understood. Okay, so here a thing is not produced from itself. This is the Madhyamika's assertion, which eradicates or negates the enumerator's view, the Samkhya school's view. And it's not only about production. The view is the Samkhya school states that things are truly established, things truly exist because they are caused by themselves. By negating self-production, then we can negate the lack of the true establishment that the self-production is proven by the Samkhya school or the enumerators. So if we can negate the self-production, then and that's their reason for true establishment, then we negate another reason for true establishment.
Ani namba mabu kaya yungaris ta. Jen lichiwa se yadiga omara juba, senzamba, shidramhawa, dodeba, ani shiruba mabu ji kaya yungaris ta.
Lesa. So the second, not produced from another, negates so many views. Negates views even within the Buddhist tradition. The middle way autonomy school, the mind-only school, the sutra school, the Great Exposition School all have production from other within it, as well as many, many non-Buddhist traditions have a belief that things are caused by something else outside, external. Produced from something external is a more literal translation than produced from other. Produced from something external. So the Middle Way Consequence School negates that. And that is the only school that does negate that completely.
Oh, jita dene oma thanju agi en chue thanje raji jimaru rangon na maru denba maru thun tamba marus. Oma raju agi denba maru thun tamba maru bares jitu se kengalo. An chue kengalo rang seni jitu ba rangon na jitu ba raji jitu ba yuares. Raju bagi raji jitu ba yuare rang seni jitu ba yuare rangon na jitu ba yuares ladrwa.
So there is a belief in these schools that are below the consequence school that things exist in some way by way of their own do not exist by way of their own entity, but come into existence through other or through an external factor. So even the middle way autonomy school, the mind-only school, the sutra school, and the great exposition school, all of these schools hold the belief that there is a production from others, some sort of external production.
Lipten Jay Su. Baba Bebeka.
바바 바이가
바바 바이가 어디서 가요 그러다 그래서 엄마 바레스 남바 남바 엄마 엄마 바레스 엄마 바 나로 가요 그러서 다데 엄마 바 야슈데게 엄마 바 조탈 준요 그 가요 그러서
so the Madhyamika Prasangika view, the middle way consequence view, is the view that is held by the I actually forgot this before, masters such as Nagarjuna, Chandrakirti, Aryadeva, Shantideva. All of these masters are the ones that hold the view of the middle way, Atisha, middle way consequence school. And they actually negate the views of Basubandhu and Baba Vega. Baba Vega, for instance, is and Ratnarashita. All of these views are negated. And these are Buddhists. Buddhist views and very skilled masters that are negated. So we can see that even within the Buddhist tradition, this negation takes place from the consequence school, because the consequence school is the highest view and is not a view that can be negated. It's impossible to negate. So if we look at all of these pictures of the great pandits, we can see that many of these great pandits have had their views negated by this ultimate view of the middle way consequence school. So some of these beings were holders of the mind only school view, and some of the other level sutra school and some of the other schools' views, the great exposition school, and the middle way consequence school negates all of those views. So the middle way consequence school took all of the Buddhist views and purified them, cleaned them, and took all of the different schools and rooted out any misunderstandings or misknowledge.
Mm-hmm. Rangon to be Jumeza, Rangon to be Jujenle, Rangon to be Rebijenjo Yomaris, Jenlejo Yomaris. Mobberanle Majis, Jen Danse Adige, what does the cardum do?
So, something does not exist by way of its own entity, so it is not produced from self and is not produced from other. So it is not truly established because it is produced from self. It is not truly established because it is produced from other. So we've already negated its production from self or production from other. So the middle way consequence view encapsulated is basically that things are imputed, things are nominally designated, things are named. They do not, and this is why they don't have true establishment from their own side. There is nothing that exists by way of its own entity because of the fact that it is only comes into being through naming, through nominal designation. So this is the belief of the consequence school. So the middle way autonomy school, or the Madhyamika Ranjupa, believes that it takes the object itself, which has some sort of essence, and it takes the actual agent or the perceiver or the cognizer to cognize this object, which has some sort of essence. So these two things come together, the cognizer and the cognized, and then this item comes into being through a union of the cognizer and cognized. So this is how they established its how its establishment is established in the middle way autonomy school.
So kumunga tsubala tuyene, ane tasha sanda da mingi bata. Oma tanju wajina, kurung wane rangwane chuduyo maris, mingi ta tsangduyo maris, oba maribay.
So when we look at the people in the room, we look at Ted, we look at John, we look at Katie, we look at Stasha, we look at all of the different people in the room, they did not have these names before they were named as a child. So when they were a child, they were then named this or that, and then standing there was a collection, five aggregates and so forth, a collection that was there, and then a name was put onto that collection by a parent, and then parents. And then it came in, then we suddenly have a Stasha comes into being. And now there is Stasha named, but there is no Stasha that exists by way of her own entity, exclusive of that collection that has been named.
So
for instance, we have this center, and we have the house with, there's four rooms, if we look straight across, this room, that room, that room, and that room. Prior to our naming, there was shells, there were just rooms. But now we've put all of these things in here, and we name this room the temple room, or the meditation hall. And in there, that's suddenly now the office. We call it the office in the kitchen. But there is no office, there is no temple, there is none of these things that exist exclusively from the collection that comes together that we name as such.
So the
middle way consequence view is that there is no existence by way of something's own entity. There is always a nominal designation that takes place on top of a collection. So there is a belief of production of other, or in the Middle Way Autonomy School, because the belief is that these two things come together, the cognizer and cognized, and there is in the cognized something, some essence. It does have some essence because it can be, it can come into being as itself if there is a union of the perceiver. So that's the belief of the Middle Way Autonomy School, that there is a production of other, there is some sort of true establishment. This is the assertion of the Autonomy School. So if we can say that something does not exist by way of its own entity, then this exists, then if we can establish that it is not produced from itself or other, if we can establish this lack of self-production, then that production, its lack of self-production itself, is a way to negate its lack of its true establishment. So if the lack of true self-production, the lack of production of other, negates the true establishment. So the Jain tradition in India believes that there is a combination of production from self and production from other. The union of those two
make it a little of itself and a little of other and put this together, and we have a truly established entity because by combining these two. So this is a belief of the Jain tradition.
Jain tradition de ge ngob zu ga rang ne tu bar de ba du bar de ba du ji wa yu ar es kar es na da da jen ni ga ji wa yin be su gu la
so they say that the functioning things are truly established because they are exist by way of their own entity and are produced from themselves and other
wa je da da ne da da le ji wa ka da le ji wa me ba she da le ji wa me ba she jen le ji wa me ba she de yu na
So it's very easy. If we've already negated production from self, and we've already negated production from other, then it's very easy to negate production from both because we've already negated the first two. So there's nothing more to negate.
That jumping by the chuna rangon to be chiwa you are never to be chiwa you are is you have a jusen carisana, jum mebal chiwa in beige lauk. Do you can call juyo, my jum mebal chivaris, things was a rangon to be chiwa you are is, call rangon you are is, never to rangon tampon, never to you are is, and jum mebal chivaris, jum mebal.
So then the nihilists believe that things are causeless and that because of their causelessness, they have some sort of, they exist by way of their own entity and they are truly established. Because they are causeless. So the nihilist view is that things do not have any sort of causal factors.
Maji dan da drama lasus ko sha ma ja ga pinkal pinkal chön ni je jira yo ro wa to sul ju yo mar ji ba pen din tang ka su yo ma ju me bar ju me bal che wa yin sa rang wa du bi che wa yo
so they bring up the peacock and say the peacock has all these colors and beautiful flowers but you can't find a painter. There's no one who's painted this. Because you can't find this, it's causeless. It just exists that way, and that's how it is. So the peacock is given as an example to establish their views. He said, there's no past and future life. I haven't seen either. There is no karma and its results. There's no two truths. There's no four noble truths.
This is all.
I haven't seen them, so they don't exist.
He said that
their tenets or their views are very coarse and easy.
Tan du yi na chu ji demba du bi jiwa me de ta ji li mi ji ye shi, da li mi ji, yin li mi ji, ni ga li mi ji, ju me li mi ji ye shi, ju sen ta ji li mar bi.
So, the gari chu chen, gari lao sun, gari chu chen.
Da ma du chu chen.
Okay, ma du chu chen. Okay, so the subject flower is not truly established. Why is it not truly established? It's not produced from itself, it's not produced from other, it's not produced from both, and it's not causeless. So here are four things that become the next reason for its lack of true establishment. It's a little bit difficult, but slowly you'll be able to understand it more.
Dal meje jen le meje zo de oman juban ma mombo yo arzete.
So this production of self, this production of other, when we look at the middle way autonomy school and all these other views, there's so many different ideas that and so many different reasons given, so you'll have to engage in analysis.
O de da be ta anda dal doje zemi densi doje zemi doje doje bajaro wa enda laban baja yo arse enda sekende
This particular one is called the Vajra essence, because there here this the four prongs on the Vajra, the Dorje Yoruba.
Dorje Zemi Denzi. Dorje Pagi Janda.
So there are four sides here we see on the Vajra. So this is the Vajra essence or the Vajra analysis, because of the four we see things are not produced from self, things are not produced from other, things are not produced from both, and things are not causeless. So we see the four parts of the Vajra. It's called this because of the four parts of the Vajra, and this can be symbolic of the four refutations or four negations by stating that things are not produced from self, other, both are causeless. So this is the Vajra understanding. That's a loose translation, but it's because the Vajra has the four sides. And so the first one defeats the Samkhya school, the enumerators. The second one, Nipa, defeats the middle way autonomy school. The third one defeats the Jain tradition. And the fourth one defeats the nihilist view. So these four schools are negated with this one pervasion here. Or one, it's one assertion.
So
it's very similar to the Indra's advice that were given for the demigods. And there's also a story that the gods are able to throw this Vajra and defeat all of the demigods just by throwing the Vajra itself. So there's also symbolism there in a story that the Vajra was given to them in order for to be used for this purpose.